Getting rid of lead goosenecks. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The city of Ann Arbor is approaching a milestone of sorts. Lindsay Smith reports it's replacing the last of its lead connections in the water system.
Ann Arbor city officials say they never allowed full lead service lines, the water pipe buried underground that connects a home to a water main. But like many older cities, Ann Arbor does have lead goosenecks, small sections of malleable lead pipe, no more than 2 feet long. These curved goosenecks made it easier to connect the service line to the water main. And at one time, roughly 2,000 Ann Arbor homes had lead gooseneck connections. But by the end of this month, Water Treatment Services Manager Brian Steglitz says they'll pull out the last three, leaving no record of lead pipes in the city's water system.
Our customers are fortunate to be living in a community that doesn't have a lead issue, so we're all very thankful for that because we feel for some of our peers who are struggling with this issue elsewhere.
State regulators tell water operators like Steglitz the EPA recently clarified its position on lead goosenecks. Now it says cities should try to test water at homes with lead goosenecks, saying basically a lead pipe counts as a lead pipe, even if it is only 18 to 24 inches long. It still poses a risk. Now, because Ann Arbor won't have lead goosenecks soon, they won't have to worry about them when they do compliance testing later this summer. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith.
This is the Environment Report. We've heard a lot about lead service lines after the Flint water crisis, but that's not the only way lead can get into your drinking water. The faucets and fittings and solder on the pipes inside your house can also contain lead. After January 2014, the rules changed for plumbing products that are meant for drinking water. Now, the wetted surfaces of pipes, faucets, and fittings can't have more than 0.25% lead. If you have older faucets in your home, experts say it's a good idea to swap them out. But it's not always easy to find the right products at the hardware store.
You have to pick up each package, examine it. Is it lead-free? Is it third-party certified?
Elin Betanzo met up with me at a hardware store near her house. She directs the Safe Drinking Water Program with the Northeast Midwest Institute. We're in the plumbing section in front of a bunch of faucets and valves.
So I'm seeing these two packages side by side for these faucet connectors, and one is marked clearly on the front of the package lead-free, but there's no third-party certification on that package. Right next to it, there is a package of the same product that has the third-party certification listed, but no marking that says that it is lead-free.
So, she says, if you buy the one that doesn't have any symbols on it from groups that certify a product as lead-free, you're trusting the company. Betanzo grabs a box with a faucet in it and turns it around.
And in the very fine print, it says this product contains less than a 0.25% weighted average lead content on wetted surfaces.
And that's the case for a lot of these packages. You have to look for the tiny print that says it meets the standard. And different companies use different wording. It's so confusing, EPA has issued an 11-page document to help consumers interpret the symbols on plumbing packaging. The EPA says it wants to clear up some of this confusion. It's proposed that all lead-free products be labeled in some way and marked directly on the product itself, not just the package. The agency is accepting public comments on that proposal until Wednesday. Both the EPA and the industry trade group Plumbing Manufacturers International declined our interview requests. You can find out how to comment on the EPA's proposal and get tips on what to look for at the store on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.